Good morning. We left off in the Klal Chavtes, and we finished Siman Aleph, and we wanted to clarify a few points based on the opinion, other opinions other than the opinion of the Chayyarim. So the Chayyarim says that the halacha of a person who's Yashen being Mitzarif, or a person who's davening being Mitzarif, it's only if it's one person. So in Siman Nun Hey, Sif Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, if one person is davening or one person is yashen, he is mitzarev. So the Shulchan Aruch holds that we can have a person davening or a person who's sleeping can be mitzarev to the 10 people for the purpose of the minyan. Now this is not specifically in regards to Chazar Sashat. This is relevant for Kaddish, Kedusha, etc. On that, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's lav dafka one, even if it's more than one, as long as there is a roiv which are able to answer, that is sufficient. But there is an opinion which says more than one is a problem, and that's the chayotim. Now, regards to a person who's sleeping, this is a machlokes where the person who's sleeping can be mitzarev to the minyan. And the question is not an issue of responding, because the person who's davening is also not responding. But anytime there's a requirement of a minyan, there's a concept of v'nikdashi b'sarach b'nei Yisrael. The Rishon says when there's a minyan of Jews present, the Rishon Shekhinah comes, and now we have the ma'ala of the presence of the Shekhinah being there, and we're davening directly to the Shekhinah. Does a person who's sleeping count regards to this concept of Nigdashi B'Sarach B'nei Yisrael, because he's not even aware, he's sleeping? Maybe you need the awake presence of 10 people to bring the Shekhinah there. So that's the machloikas of a person who's Yashen. So the issue is not because he's not answering, because the person who's Davening Shemoneh Esrei is not answering either. So the Mishnah Berurah over there comes out that there are many opinions that a person who's Yashen is not Mitzarif, and therefore it's important to arouse him. And definitely not to rely on more than one person sleeping. If you need to rely on one person sleeping, you can't arouse them. You can rely on that opinion, but not more than one. Okay, now, we have to address another issue over here. If we're saying that we can have a minyan for Chazar Sashat with some people not responding, so how does that work? We just said that you have to have 9 people responding. And if not, the brachas are brachas l'batala. So the language of the Chayyarim is that if a person does not have 9 people answering, his bracha is a bracha levatala. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is it's considered as if it's bracha levatala, which means that the Shulchan Aruch is clearly not saying that it is a bracha levatala, it's only as if. And Sir Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe points this out. The Shulchan Aruch does not say it's mamish bracha levatala, it's only comparable to a bracha levatala. So we can understand that therefore, Meikar Adin, even if a person is not responding, it is not a bracha levatala. The brachas that the chazan, the shliach tzibur, says are not brachas levatala. But it's equivalent of that in the sense of he's there too much to the tzibur, and the tzibur is 10 people, they're not everybody answering. So we're machmer on the listeners that they should be listening. They should take this very seriously, but you cannot call it an actual bracha levatala. And the Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes in the Magen Avraham, that we are not makban on people responding, so that means that you have a situation where a person who's talking during davening and not responding would be the same thing. And the minhag olam is to be makel to be mitzarev them. But according to the Chayyarim, it's a bracha levatala mamish, so what should you do? So the Mishnah Berurah suggests that you should do a Tanai. Again, a Tanai is that's the language that he uses. It doesn't mean an actual Tanai. It means a person should before he starts with Hashatz, he should make a conditional statement. And he should say, if I'm able to much of the Tzibur, the Chiyuv, in other words, this situation that I'm going to be davening is a valid situation of being much of the Tzibur, that's my purpose, that's my Kavanah, what I'm doing it for. If for any reason I'm not able to be much of the tzibur the chiyuv, because people are not responding correctly or etc., so then I'm saying that my tefillah should be a tefillah nedava. We mentioned the idea of tefillah nedava beforehand. So I should use the option of tefillah nedava to make sure that my tefillah is not a brach lebatala, because then I'm on a shot. If I'm being much of the tzibur, it's not a bracha lebatola. And if I'm not being much of the tzibur, it's then it's a tefillas nedava. And again, it's not a bracha lebatola. The problem with the eitzah of nedava is, what about on Shabbos? What about by tefillas musaf? Is there's no option of nedava by musaf? There's no option of nedava by Shabbos. So even though there's no option of nedava by Shabbos, there is an opinion in Rishonim which holds even by Shabbos nedava works. We don't paskin like that. But in this situation, which meeker, then we're going to rely on the what the Magen Avraham says, that the minig is to daven chazaras hashatz, even though you know that's possible, you're not going to have nine people responding. You should daven anyway, and at least add the mile of nedava just in case. Whereas according to some Rishonim, you would say, and even musaf, there is an opinion that musaf is possible to have nedava. So I once heard from a pasuk, he says it would be kedai to make the tanai of the Mishnah Berurah, even in that situation, therefore, at least according to that one opinion, to have the mile of a tefillas nedava. Have a good morning.